Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. I want to remind folks that we are hosting our annual farmland leasing meeting here tomorrow morning, Thursday, August 10th. That starts at 9 a.m. at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. We would love to have you give us a call and pre-register if you're planning to attend. You do not have to pay in advance, but if you could give us a phone call and let us know that you will be attending, we'll make sure to save you a seat and get all of your materials ready for you. Topics for that meeting include current cash rental and land value survey results, methods for determining fair rent for the 2024 crop year, updates on the Farm Bill, legal aspects of farmland leases, including strategies for writing and terminating leases, communication strategies between tenants and landlords, and information about Extension web-based resources. The workshop is about 2.5 hours, and every participant will get a 100-page leasing arrangement book provided. You can register for $20 per person, payable at the door, or $30 per couple if you plan to share a book. Again, that's our farmland leasing meeting. Pre-registration is not required, but certainly appreciated. So if you're planning on joining us tomorrow morning, August 10th at 9 a.m., just give us a call here at the Extension office or drop a quick email. We will get you on the list and make sure we have all the materials you need to attend our farmland leasing meeting at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Also, if you have kiddos still at home and you're looking for something fun to do before they head back to school, join us at the Nation Valley Family Y next week. Every morning, Monday through Friday, we'll be doing STEM robotics activities at the Y. If you'd like to sign up for that program, you can contact the Y and get registered either through their website or by stopping in person. We'll have two sessions, one for the younger kiddos and one for older kids. Be sure and check out all the details on that and get signed up to do STEM robotics with us at the Y next week. Again, that's happening every day, Monday the 14th through Friday the 18th, in partnership with Nishna Valley Family YMCA. And as we get into August and closer to State Fair, a reminder that if you've got onions planted in your garden, you want to harvest those when the tops fall over and turn brown. And now is also a great time in the middle of August to sow lettuce and spinach seeds if you want to get a fall harvest. That warm soil will get them going quickly, and then the cooler temperatures will keep them blooming longer, so you can enjoy those nice, crisp lettuce and spinach leaves as the cooler fall temperatures arrive. Some other things getting ready this time of year in the garden are many of our vine crops. Proper time to harvest and store vine crops can be a little bit tricky. Unlike tomatoes that turn red when ripe or onions that harvest when the tops fall over, the proper time to harvest vine crops may take a little more knowledge and experience. Warm weather and cool weather will slow that and delay maturity, so the best thing to do is watch your crops. If you'd like more information, we'll cover some highlights, but we do have a large article in our Horticulture and Home Pest News that goes over all the details of how to tell and when to check for your watermelons, muskmelon, honeydew melon, winter squash, summer squash, cucumbers, pumpkins, gourds, and more for maturity. For watermelon, you want to harvest when the underside or the belly of the melon turns from greenish white to a buttery yellow or creamy color. This change will be especially pronounced on dark-skinned varieties. It's often less noticeable on lighter-skinned watermelons. In addition, the fruit may lose its slick appearance and become more dull on the outside when it's ripe. The browning of the light green curly tail attached near the end of the melon is another option for determining ripeness, but is not always reliable. This little curly pig's tail may turn brown 7 to 10 days before the melon is ripe. So pay careful attention when harvesting to learn if this is a helpful indicator on your specific variety. Some experienced home gardeners may be able to determine the maturity of watermelons using the thump test by pinging the side of the watermelon. However, for most individuals, the sound is very difficult to differentiate between a ripe and an unripe watermelon. Once you've harvested your watermelon, you want to leave 2 inches of the stem on the fruit. Watermelons can be stored at room temperature for about 1 week. If you get them down to 40 to 50 degrees Fahrenheit, you can extend that to 2 to 3 weeks. Stems are a better indicator on muskmelon and cantaloupe. These are mature when the stem pulls or slips easily from the melon. The melon is not ripe if the stem has to be forcibly separated from the fruit. Other indicators of maturity are based on touch, appearance, and aroma. The flower end, opposite the stem, should be slightly soft when muskmelon and cantaloupe are ripe. The skin between the netting will also turn from green to yellow, and a ripe muskmelon will produce a strong aroma, although the fruit will often slip off the vine before the melon is sufficiently able to be smelled for that distinctive cantaloupe scent. For storing muskmelons, you can store in the refrigerator for up to 2 weeks. The optimum storage temperature is between 36 and 45 degrees Fahrenheit. Before refrigerating, place in a plastic bag to prevent that muskmelon aroma from flavoring other stored foods in your refrigerator. And honeydew melon do not slip off the vine when mature. Indicators of ripeness are a change in color from pale green to yellowish white, a slight softening of the blossom end of the fruit opposite the stem, and the development of a light and pleasant aroma. If you're harvesting honeydew, you can store those in the refrigerator for 2 to 3 weeks or at a temperature of around 50 degrees Fahrenheit. And again, if you want more information, you can learn more about harvesting and growing melons in our melon publication on the ISU Extension store, or you can find this article on the Horticulture and Home Pest News site for information on harvesting and storing winter squash, summer squash, cucumbers, pumpkins, and ornamental gourds. Lots of good details there, as well as links to other publications on harvesting vegetables, planting and harvesting times, suggested varieties for the home garden, and crop rotation in the vegetable garden. Be sure and check those out if you are trying to get the most out of your vegetable garden this summer. All of that information can be found on the ISU Extension website. Be sure and check that out, and check out the Cass County Extension website for all of the upcoming activities we have going on here in Cass County. You can follow us on social media for updates and tips as well. And we also encourage you to stop by our office or give us a call. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30. Give us a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by the office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.